The whole thing is Siman Reish Ches Sif Yud Ches. Zokti Mechaber, Lo Yichol Ala Sofik Shum Tersebis Bebirchus Mein Sholish, Al Bish Eino Moisif Shem Umalchus. So Pirish, the remark gives an example. Okay, go ahead. She Shosa Mashka She Sofik Im Birchus Ala Geffen Oy Brain of Oshosopos. You drink something which you're not sure it has a loch of wine or it has a loch of not a non-wine, and therefore the Barakhorn is not a legafin, but it's brain of Oshos. So you have a sophic. Okay. So the Yerichal Dabra Shibachosa, brain of Oshos, Rabos. So I have an Eitzah for Barakhorn. I'll eat something which is brain of Oshos, and I'll take care of that sophic bracha. And I'll eat something with Dabra Shibachosa, Alpha Eitz. Something which the Bruch HaKoran is Allah Eitz, say I'm saying the main Sholosh anyway. I can't say Allah Eitz. I'll add an Allah Geffen, Al Priya Geffen. V'yichlo imay gam ken Allah Geffen, Al Priya Geffen. Misafik. So, he says, don't do it. You can't do that. Okay. Now, if he has wine, so drink some wine and make say an Allah Geffen and solve your problem. But he doesn't have wine anymore, right? He has this other item, whatever it is, which is Suffolk what it is, whether it's wine or not. It's been too diluted. We're not sure if it's wine or not. And he has some dates. So it's okay, no problem. I'll eat the dates. I have to say Brocha Korn of Al-Eitz, Al-Priya Eitz. While I'm at it, I'll say Al-Geffen, Al-Priya Geffen. Okay. Pay. Sif cut and pay. Umar Shayayin Ein Lohi. Diyesh Lohi. Al-Yachol Lohi Tziyatum Misaf. If he has real wine, just drink the wine. You work Al-Yayin, Al-Geffen. Al-Minach Rebenefoshas Rebos. Yetzim Imanoshach. So he'll say Rebenefoshas for eating some meat, and he'll say Al-Gaf of reading the wine, drinking the wine, and then also he'll cover both brachas. He doesn't have that. She says, okay, but you know, it's the same bracha, really, it's main sholish. So we said, if you're having different items, you can include them all in one big bracha. So why is it a problem? So why is it not acceptable? The Shem Brichos are brave enough for Shabbos. Vein Shach Poy Shem Geffen Klal. So maybe there's you're not supposed to have a Geffen right now because it's not really Geffen. This is something else. Umutu Shal Lahaskar Klal. It's better not so to mention something in the bracha which doesn't belong there. It doesn't make any sense. Is it also not proper? Okay. Okay, but at least do eat another item which is brain of fashos, and therefore at least cover that possibility, or you will cover. So you want to say Allah eats and include in Allah eats Allah Geffen. Let's say a different scenario. You ate priya eitz, you're not sure of a shivas aminim. Ve'en lo priya acher, shumi shivas aminim, lo tziyoi birichus main shalosh. She doesn't have any type of fruit which is definitely one of the shivas aminim. Okay. Kasav yot morgan of Ram, the yuchal likach yayin, who did echa mechameshas minay dogan, shibachasu gamkin main shalosh. So you can take wine or mazonis. We did say that a person does say priya eitz on a non shivas aminim fruit, it works. So if a person was ate an apple instead of saying brain of fushes, he said alo eitz. Or if he's eating peiros of shivas aminim and he ate an apple also, he doesn't make a brain of fashos. You include it in the alo eitz, because it is not untrue that this is an eitz. It's not one of the special types of eitz, but it's not untrue. Tell me what, you shouldn't be saying the bracha min sholosh. I have the bracha min sholosh because of mezonos anyway. So in that situation, it's not an element of something which is not true. And we saw somebody have that works. But to say ala geffen, something which might not be geffen, that's it's not priya geffen. That's a problem because then you're saying that which is not true, and you're at least possibly not true in your bracha. That's what Magen Rambam is adding over here. So you should not do this misafik. Pei beis v'das atas v'iskimo itoy kamachrenim. The opinion of the Taz and many according to him, he says it's Eli Rabbim or Mordechai. That the following. So that the Shulchan Aruch says don't do this. So there's two stages where he's saying don't do this. Stage number one is he had this drink. He's not sure if it was diluted to the point it's not considered wine anymore, and therefore the correct bracha is brain of oshos. Or the dilution was minimal, not so much, and therefore it's really wine still, and therefore the bracha is ala geffen. She says I don't have any real geffen to make a definite ala geffen, but I have some cake, so I'll eat the cake and say an ala mikvah ala kalkala, and I'll throw an ala geffen, pre geffen anyway. Said, no, that's not an eitz. Don't go and eat the cake in order to create the solution. But let's say he actually ate cake already. Another question is, should he add it into the Alam Mishra, which he's saying anyway, or not? So the Mishra Bura, the Lord made a source of rock linya chachila, the Hano Shiyishta, Mashkazu, Yisrach linya bracha kernel, smach shikhl, achachach, besoycha shum to sefis. You're going to go drink this drink. You say, oh, I'm not sure how to say the bracha korona. You know what? I have an eitzah. I'll have some dates, and I'll say an ala geffen also. No, you shouldn't be eating this thing out relying on that type of approach. But he did it already. So what your choices are, add it into the main gimel misafik, or don't add it in, and for sure not be here to that side. So what's better there? You should say it. You sure believe bracha chana klal. It's better than not having bracha chana at all. Now, there's a different scenario, which comes up, and maybe it's a more common scenario. Is a person had a minimum about the wine. And they're saying in Al-Mishya anyway. Do they mention Geffen as well? So there are some people who suggest that you should do that. Like, even though it's not a shir, but once you're mentioning Alamichya, so you have a right to say the bracha anyway, there's no reason why you shouldn't mention the geffen as well. So they bring a true Ramosha says that you should add it in. And my Rishiva Shirab Chaim Stein held like that as well. You would add it in. But they bring over here in the Moshe Dirshu that the Sefer Zosef Bracha he has a name of a Makor Naman, a reliable source, that Rav Moshe was Chayzer from that Tshuva. So, okay, I don't, I'm not, but they do bring from and Rav Scheinberg says you should do that as well, and that's when Rav Shiva Rav Chaim Stein held like that as well. You would include it, and that's what we do over here. That a person, by Kiddush, isn't a gay, as a person said, if he had a little bit of drink of wine, even if it wasn't a shir, you can say it. But he brings over here from Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Yashiv, and the Stipler. So we had a discussion before that it's very not clear in Halacha what is the shir bracha chorna, shir for bracha chorna for drinks. For food, we know that the shear is a kazayas. For drinks, it's very not clear what the shear is. Not a clear gemara how much is the shear for bracha chorna, to say bracha chorna. And some say the shear is actually a kazayas. And some say the shear is a revius. So the gap between a revius and a kazayas is very significant. So this eitz of adding in makes sense if you drink a kazayas worth. Because now you have a suffix, you have a real suffix bracha chorna. If you drink less than a kazayas, and there's no sign at all that you need a bracha chorna, so you're not mechivin a bracha chorna mechal. So why are you mentioning it? So that's what they hold. That's probably a more common scenario than the scenario for us than what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Okay. Simon Reish tests din tos with suffix bracha zayin. Person picked up something which the bracha is shahako, and he planned to say shahako. And when he said Hashem's name, he had in mind that he's going to say shahako. V'tova Omar, but he actually said at the end, Brei Pirei Gofen. Okay? So Lach is Emach Zirin Hesav, and they should be sure she is Kashem Amalch, Shem Ikar Abrocha, Lord Iskam El Abrocha, Haruya, Lord Isahamin. So the Mori has a shayla in what's the Lach in this case. And there's Machlokes Rishonim how to learn the case. The Mori says, the Mori talks about the case, a person took a kais in his hand and said the Ikar Abrocha intent with saying A, and the end of it, and then he ended up saying B. So, what's the halacha? The Rama learns when it says Ikra Bracha, it means that I'm standing next to the guy. He's holding a cup of beer, which is a dark color and looks like wine a little bit. And he says Bracha Do Hashem Alakenim Alakalam Brei Piyagaf. That's what I hear. That's what he said. But when he said Baruch Ata Hashem, when he said Hashem's name, he had in mind Shaka. But he actually said Brei Pirei Gofen. For whatever reason, he got distracted. By the time he entered the Baruch, he noticed the bottle of wine. He said Brei Pirei Gofen. He really meant to say Shaka. But he said Brei Pirei Gofen. So the Rambam says the Ikra Baruch that you're praising is you're praising Hashkodesh Baruch Hu. We say Baruch Ata Hashem. Hashem, you should be blessed. The Rambam says really you should have in mind, you know what you're for what. It's like, you know, like, I'm not sure about Hashem, you should be blessed. When I get to the end of the bracha, I'll find out what it's about. That's not how you say a bracha. You stop and you say, okay, I'm so happy that Hashem created water that I'm able to quench my thirst. Hashem, thank you for the fact that you created water. That's what you're thinking when you're saying Hashem's name. So you had in mind the right thing. The problem is, you got to the end, you said the wrong thing. So Rama says, that's called, you said Ikar Bracha properly. So more as a suffix, whether you're right or not. Because Ikar Bracha, you said properly, you had Hashem's name, you had thought to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for water, and to say Hashahakol. At the end, you said, Brei Pirei Gofen, so the selfing the more, you don't go back and you suffer. Many of Shadrach and the Rambam says, I'm sorry, the person said, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Brei Pirei Gofen, I don't care what he was thinking, he said Brei Pirei Gofen, so how can he be Yotza on the water with Brei Pirei Gofen? The case of the more was something else. But the person said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Brei Pirei Gofen, Shakol Niyeh Bidvaro. Or he said, Shakol Niyeh Bidvaro, Brei Pirei Gofen. So the correct bracha was Shakol Niyeh Bidvaro. But my friend over here corrected himself incorrectly and ended off with Brei Pirei Gofen. That's the case of the Gemara. But they argue in this case, there's no shayla, you're definitely not Yotzei, you would definitely go and you would go make another bracha. But so that's how the Rambam learns.
So Rambam would say this for brachas and mitzvahs too? And it's Shabbos. It depends what you had in mind when you said the Shem and Malchus.
It's a suffix in the Gemara. I mean suffix, you don't go back and make another bracha. It could be your Yotzei your bracha.
But the Rambam would say it's what you had in mind.
Yeah, the Shabbos. Shabbos, you say the Shem, that's the Ikra bracha. And that's the defining moment of the bracha.
So Alan Tilas Lulov, and he's saying something else. It's what you have in mind, he says.
Correct.
Wow.
Okay. Now, the Yeshurim. Shim Loka Kur Shaker Omayim. So the case with the Rambam said, now the Rambam, in other words, the case we just mentioned right now, so the person thought this is wine. He said, Baruch Ata Hashem, thinking Brei Pirei Gofen. He ended up saying, Shakol Niyeh Bidvaro. So according to the Rambam, that'd be a sofik. Because the Maaseh, when you said the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, you plan to say Brei Pirei Gofen, which is the wrong bracha. So it could be you're not Yotze. But the Rashi, the other Rishonim hold, no, you said Baruch Ata Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Shakol Niyeh Bidvaro. You said the right thing, like, what's the problem? So Yotze. Now, the Kol Shkein, Im Hoya B'yodu Yayin, B'Sever Shumayim, let's say the opposite case. He had something which was really wine. He thought it was water. Mm-hmm. So he started saying the bracha, bracha Hashem, planning to say shakol. Okay, but then if you said a shakol on wine, but you your yotz. So whatever, Ramana shak, you'd be fine. So the kol shkein in that case, Pasuk Adaita Lamer Shahakol Minister with Var Brepia Goffin Shiyotz Shari Af Im Siim Shakol Yotz. So over there, if you correct yourself before the end, you say Brepia Goffin Mavana Shaf, you're good. You said Brepia Goffin. Tell me what you but you plan Shakol. Okay, no. So you're somebody with a Shahakol. Okay, Zog to Mr. Beru Aleph. Enoch Zirin Asay. So the first scenario was a person took a cup of water, thought it was, and beginning realized it was water. Said Baruch Ata Hashem, planning to say Shakol Ni'abid Baruch. And the end he said Brepia Goffin. So Rambam says to the Suffolk, you don't go back. Enoch Zirin Asay. Say Al Das Rambam. Al Rabbi Paskim Kamat Kulam Cholkim Malaba Iskimer Loyal Zinim Boshet Daitoy. We don't look at what he was thinking. The main point is you said the wrong bracha. So halacha is not like the Rambam, not like the Shulchan Aruch. That if a person started off planning to say shakol, but at the end of the day, all he said was Brepia Goffin. So he said Brokha Hashem Al Kemach Lam Brepia Goffin, thinking shakol when he said the Shem Hashem, and that was the right thought. But who cares? But what he said was very pretty often. The second opinion is the flip side of the case, which we do pass on like that case. So what was the case? The case was, he said, planning to say very pretty often. And then he said, Shako. Before he got to the final... Baruch to Hashem, he's thinking, well, Hashem is so gavaldic, he makes such wonderful wine, and wine. Elokeinu Melech Olam, he glances at the thing and says, that's not wine, that's water. So he says, Shakol Ni'abid Baruch. And he said the right bracha. So he writes it. Al Das, Hanan Avagav, the Beshoah, Shehiz B'Shem Malchus, Shuikar Bracha. Even though when he said the Shem Malchus, which is the primary element of the bracha, he had in mind the wrong bracha. He had in mind Brepia Goffin on water. But he said the right bracha. He said the mice of the words he said were Baruch Hashem Al Kedem Hakolam Shakol Ni'abid Baruch. That's what the words were. What he was thinking when he said Hashem Hashem, he was thinking Brepia Goffin. Okay. So Bidi Abed Yot. Yes, Bidi Abed. Shrei Afim Siyam. But in the last scenario which we gave, where the person planned to say shahakol on wine, and ended up saying Repir Goffin on the wine, so we have no reason why it should be no good, because even if he would have said shahakol, but he had his yotze. Okay. Now, what about the other way to learn the Gemara? Okay, so Sheikhar Imaim Abirik Baruch Hashem Al Kenim Al Kalam Brepia Goffin. The person took a cup of water and said Brepia Goffin on the water. He actually said the words. So he said nine words. Baruch Hashem Al Kenim Al Kalam Berei Peri Hagoffin. But technically, Dibur Nizkir Shata, he realized immediately that he made a mistake. Or almost immediately, technically, Dibur was. The grand total of about 1.3 seconds, right? So very minimal amount of time. He realized immediately he realized that was the wrong bracha, and he corrected and he said Bomer Shakol Ni'abid Baruch. So therefore, what you heard him say was the following: Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Ebrei Pi Hagafen Shakol Ni'abid Baruch. So he said. Not nine words, but 12 words. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Berei Pri Hagafen, Shakol Ni'abid Baruch. Yatsa. You corrected, Tech Ledibur, and everything is fine. Okay. Now, Ramah, Hagohim, Hoyacherim, Shoysim, Gamkein, Riyan Lifnehim, Vedaito Gamkein, Ala Yain, Shoyasubber, Shabakosa Yain, Uber Brepia Goffin. So there's other people there, and they actually have wine. And he said Brepia Goffin, assuming he had wine as well. But it turns out they gave him water or beer, they did not give him wine.
Yayin,
He had a plan to eventually drink some of the that other wine which is there. He had a plan to do that. So the rape and govern is true. He was going to tell the people on their rape and govern, which is also true. Okay, brachasa is bracha. The bracha is a valid bracha. Now, the problem is, we still have a problem of hefsek. So you're saying, well, he was planning to actually have some wine. There was other people had wine, there's wine on the table. So even though his cup was holding water, but he planned to have wine. So the rape and govern is true, he's planning to have wine. Yeah, but now you have a hefsek issue. Meanwhile, in between the bracha and the drinking of the wine, he had some water. So he didn't speak. Okay, so he had some water. No, not the end of the world. If he spoke, we have a different issue. Well, what about that scenario? So the Gemara doesn't address that scenario. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah. Hey, Uberach Baruch Ata Hashem. So what he did, he said Rei Pirei Gofen, and then he corrected. So, I know, feel a bit ace, Tchila Sebracha. He had the wrong thing in mind. So when he said Baruch to Hashem, not like the Rambam that we define it based on what you were thinking when you say Hashem's name. He's thinking Hashem's name, he actually taught the wrong thing. So according to the Rambam, like, there's nothing to talk about. This Baruch is no good. Because you said the wrong thing, and you thought the wrong thing, and everything is the wrong thing. So, no. He over here, he thought the wrong thing. But the Rif says, I don't care if he thought the wrong thing. It's not important what he thought. Okay. Then not only did he think the wrong thing, he actually said the wrong thing. Okay, so what's the redeeming grace? But since he corrected it, that's that with this the chiddush over here is you have a right to correct by brachas. Okay. You're correct. If you waited too long, so you cannot correct it by that, so the bracha was said wrong. So he didn't remove the improper part of the bracha. Tzedek Dibur allows you to take out, do surgery, take out the improper part of the bracha and replace it with the proper part. So he said, Baruch Hashem, I take out the Brei Pirei Gofen, I stick in Shekhal Nihim B'Varo, everything's wonderful. Right? But if it was not Tzedek Dibur, so you're left with Rei Pirei Gofen, Shakal Nei Bevero. There's no such bracha. Therefore, Lomehani Akirosa, that which he's trying to be oiker, those words, doesn't work. Mechazim of work. Vida. The Hodim Ikilinan, Bidiyabit, Besakle Dibur. The Gemara has a suffix in this case. The Rif learns this is the case of the suffix of the Gemara. So the Mora actually has one. The Mora has two possibilities. One possibility is that this works. One possibility doesn't work. You cannot correct the bracha. It's said wrong. It's no good. So the Mora has a suffix. So therefore we say, by brachas rabbanan, rely on the suffix, and we don't go back. That's why brachas rabbanan. Alva brachas rabbanan should arise. If you would have such a scenario in benching, The more is only mesupik what the loch is. The more never comes with a final decision what the loch is. So you have a suffix of your team to the right to benching. You got to bench again. So give such an example. He ate bread. He thought it was fruit. And he started saying the bracha of al eitz apio eitz. And then meniska shulach, he realized it was really bread. V'siim hazon asolam kahayin, right? So he corrected himself. Take the deeper. That's true. So he should go weiter. No, the law is so the mishabur tzarik lasu levar. He has to go back to the beginning. The argument being, that with the way. The more is a suffix, and we're not sure if you're yotze. So by mitzvah the rabbanon, you're semi b'diavad that you're yotze. Mitzvah the raisa, you have to chashish the chumra that maybe you were not yotze. So mi suffix, you have the bench again, or go back to the beginning of that bracha. Now, I chose this case very specifically. Let's say, however, the person started benching, believing that what he ate was one of the was not bread, but it was one of the five types of grain. So, which is the proper thing, bracha chana for mazonos. And then he realized that he made a mistake. So you can finish off with saying, you don't go back. You don't go back to the beginning of the bracha to Hashem, you don't have to go back. You start mazonos shalom and everything is good. So, what's the place? Because the answer is it's not here. It's not untrue. It's not untrue what he's saying. It's true what he's saying. Person, thank you for the mitzvah. Things would give me life, like the bread. It gives me life. But so that's not considered that you didn't fulfill saying. You have to go back and say the beginning of the bracha. What you said is true. Okay. Fine. Misha Omer Acher Birchas Ayayin Marei Hoesh. Veniskar Shazar Lahatim Basam. So the person went Yayin. And then he said, instead of saying Basomim, he went straight to Eish. Vesayim Berei Bnei Basomim. So he started off. Plan to say Berei Mereish, but at the end of the day he said Berei Bnei Besamim. So Yotze Bnei Besamim, Yudei Besamim. So we hold it that you're Yotze Bnei Besamim. So 1 second. So what do you do now with the bracha Berei Mereish? Because of our bracha Hashem al kelimah chalom Berei Mereish, you make a brand new Berei Mereish a second time. Because the first one, that's not what you had in mind to do, and you actually corrected it and said it otherwise. So this is all talking about you truly had in mind for besomim. But he just tripped up and said the wrong thing. But he knew what he was supposed to say. He had intent for the right thing. But in the case where it was the opposite, where he planned to say bracha of Eish, so Yotze Yudei Birchus Barem Birchus Ma'arei Ho'Eish. So now, the Pasha, the case that we're talking about, he said bracha Hashem L'Kedem HaKalom, planning to say, sorry, 1 second. He's planning to say Berei Mene B'Samim. He said Berei Mereish. So what did he say? He said, we heard him say Berei Hashem L'Kedem HaKalom Berei Mereish. That's all he said. But he wanted to say that. So he's the Yotze. You go, you need to say, even though the correct thing to say is psalmim, but that's not what he planned to say. So he's answered what he said, and he owes a bracha for psalmim. I'm over a bracha achera shalom psalmim. So aish gam kein tzarich levorach v'seder in makim. So he has to give a bracha on the aish. He made a bracha on the aish. Aish in the wrong order. So the wrong order is not makim, but yeah. But yirach tzarichim tov bechech ivrim mavish arumim mekadoma is probably abasim mevav mishaburus a cotton chof aish shop. Okay. Now, Zion. The Ramah gave a case, there's other people there, and there's wine there, and he's planning to drink some wine as well. But he thought what he had in his cup was wine. And he said, Rei Prigov, I'm believing that so. And then he realized that what he had was Yayin, it was Mayim or Shecher. Barech Rei Prigov, Zion. And he was much of the other people sitting there in their bracha also. And then he goes to drink, and he's... it's water. So he's Yotze B'Yavid. Why is Yotze? Because the Hadayta Hoyer. Omer Shtei Tamar Lifter. He said two reasons why he's Yotze. Echad, Kimish Hadayta Lishta Shariyah. He had intent to drink the wine. There wasn't wine on the table. He knew the wine's on the table. He wanted to drink the wine. And he will drink the wine. So the bracha is going for that wine. I feel the Hoyer Oz Oz Yain Lefonov. Even if he didn't have it there, but he planned to have it. V'yoloi, Achar Kach, only brought it afterwards. Chal HaBracha Aleim, the Bracha is Chal on that wine. V'av D'Kayse HaHoyim Mayim, V'Hiskel Yishtras, even though the cup you had in your hand was water, and you started drinking that. V'lachi Eloi Mikri Hafzik, that's not called a Hafzik. Talking is. But just drinking is not Kimish Lehifzik, B'Dibur Rain Time, as long as you didn't speak. V'Hil HaHoyim Daita, B'Hedil Yishtras Yerser, Rak B'Stama, even though he had no specific intent to have, he believed he has a cup of wine. Mm-hmm. Taking more wine, he maybe has to have specific intent to take more wine. He says no. Kim choyt zechem v'rechosu shayachelam lisha zayan shalifneim nim shesh lohayt zebrechosu levatol. The second argument, he was much other people in brachos zayan, and they had wine, so he's much to them in the bracha, but he ever works. Okay, we near more other thoughts of a similar shvav sif vav ago. She said late, shom, the hegel shlo hoye dai to behel barak bistom. Sir glass of the work. In case the person has not did not have a specific intent, so he would not be covering this item. The chemin yinu nami kasa, the hodai to uchul. A few much accepted shom shabur a beer locha, the age of compost and serving the fill of bistom. Even though he did not have a specific intent, kol shoye lefonam ala shulchan b'shasa bracha, but it was on the table. It goes on that all the items there. Main tzar last of the bracha shenishbach kaiyish berachol. The case over there was that the what you made a bracha and spilled out. But since you had other foods in front of you, other drinks in front of you, let's say, so you planned to have one of those drinks, so the bracha is chal on that and just drink that. Okay, how about them? Yenedah shenimsa mayim b'shoyse kaisacher yayin shelafonav. So it turned out that what you thought was wine is only water. So you remove that. Okay, now what's with the bracha? Yeah, because you there's other wine on the table that you plan to have. So you're good. Cholgali and Sarah lost the bracha. Then for sure you do not need to make another bracha. Okay, Siv Gimel. Kol bracha is imistapik im berich im lav. Enam avarach la betchila la besayf. Sabak brachas, we don't make a bracha. Whether you're not sure if you made a bracha rishona, or sure you made a bracha achrona, you don't make a bracha misavik. Chutz berachas amazin mineshihi shelter. But some of the rice, you have to be machmer. Mishabura test. Kol brachas mishum b'shein dimi dibri seifrim. Mesekad rabbanon lekula. We have a general rule. Mesekad rabbanon lekula. Zayin le'el b'simin kuf samach zayin b'sef test b'mishabura. You're not allowed to bench. Make the bracha. Not only you're not mechuvdei the bracha, you cannot make the bracha. Okay. That's the rice. So the mishabura benching is the rice. It depends how much he ate. So okay, we're talking about who shochah kreis svir. Talking about he had enough. So then he's mechuyev to bench the rice. Those are mechuyev in the Torah. Why in lebesim kovei dalad sif dalad mishabura. Which is what. Okay. Now we said benching, and that's its own exception, which means alamich is not an exception. It must be the only rabbanon. It goes into the rule of suffer the rabbanon the kula. Of emes yesh harber rishonim serbim shi the rice. Many rishonim hold that the alamich is the rice. Okay, in kosarachan the misha ochel kadei svia meperis oitavsha shashiva seminim. The emes honest, he has to bench anyway. But Mamash had a very large meal of dates. You know. A tapshel shell shiva samina. Of some type of a mixture of the shiva samina. It's tabul and bir chakra. It's not sure we're going to. So now, it's according to some, it's a rabbanon. He said, "Some is the rabbanon the kula." Some is the rice, and they have to be machmer misafik and make the bracha. So what do you do? So the best etza is yachal oid meisa min mishir kazai sivarach hakarav. The etza is eat some more, eat enough, which definitely is the amount, and then make the bracha. We also eat a zeg gam kenesafik shaloi, and that'll cover your safik. by Pemagadam Shasada the Imiesh Loy, the main Lord Mayor Samin, you can minach or Shimashim Zimin. You don't have the exact same mins, but you have another type of the, one of the plants which Eretz Yisrael is blessed with. We also have an issue of Birchat Torah is the Raisa. So if a person is suffering, let's say Birchat Torah or not. So what do? You can't suffer the Rabban Lakula. Okay. So Mishmur came out that Ikar Pesach Avodah is the Raisa, and Misafik you'd have to repeat. What do you repeat? You only repeat the bracha of Asher Bracha Banu. That's the Raisa. So the bracha of Asher Shom Mitzibonu, Lasa Vadi Reisar and Vaharav. No, that's all the Rabbanu. Right? But the bracha of I'm sorry. But the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu, not the bracha afterwards, just the bracha before, and the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu, that's the raisa. So if you have a suffix, you said it. You'd also have to go back and say it again. Okay.